episode 204. Get traded's called to Harvard. Take a road to Harvard.
That's probably just some university in California.
It's no trade to Harvard.
It's a set. Max is but gone. Hi.
Rip Max.
Rip Max.
Gone but not forgotten.
We'll see. Yeah, welcome to Gilmore, guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we're
the Gilmore guys.
Thank you for listening to the Gilmore guys. It's not the Gilmore guys. It's just Gilmore guys, a Starz Holocast. So thank you for listening to the Holocast.
Nope. Not about it.
Demi was reading an article in the newspaper and just commenting separately that he was not about that article. So
no.
If you heard that, that's what that was about.
I was referring to our subtitle.
That's right. Our subtitle that we both tacitly agreed to.
Nope.
In the first step.
No.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Now, Squarespace is, I'm going to say it, gang, it's a product I actually use. I've been using it for 10 years now. I've made every single website I've made in the last decade using Squarespace because Squarespace actually has everything I need. If you want to start a completely personalized website with a new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint is your answer. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. Easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. You can do so much with Squarespace, like email campaigns for outreach. You can have analytics to find out who's visiting your website and why. And you can have eShop e-commerce functionality. I used that when I was doing my little bake shop on there for a while. I stopped doing it, but man, the website I had for a little bit looked really good because I used Squarespace. And there's so much I didn't know about setting up my shop that they were able to answer for me over the chat and their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So right now, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/Gilmore Guys to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/Gilmore Guys. Guys, we got a few things to talk about. Let's kick it off by saying again, thank you so much. By the time this comes out, our Gilmore Guys Volume 1 will have come out.
Came out.
our special bonus episode where we read your listener mail, and I think it was a rousing success. I was aroused by it. Personally.
I was also aroused and successful.
So if you want to be featured on a Gilmore Guys, just write in GilmoreGuysShow@gmail.com. We'll literally read anything.
We will literally read stuff that we've already read
dozens of times. But in the meantime, just a quick reminder that the iTunes review challenge, which I don't know what makes it a challenge.
Yeah, just there's no challenge.
It's just the thing.
Yeah,
the thing
if you leave
that we
us
do.
A review.
Maybe we're like challenging each other because it's like we challenge you to leave us a review, and then your challenge to us is to drop some sick raps about you. So we're gonna do that again today. Because we got some stuff to catch up on. So thank you so much for reviewing. I really do think it's the reviews because we have so many of them now, and I think that's what put us like on the new and noteworthy page on iTunes and helped us get ranked. So it's really exciting. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, guys.
Was that too sincere?
Yeah, dumb it down a bit. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, idiots. Quote unquote. All right. So you ready to?
I'm drinking Gatorade out of a mug.
Out of a hashtag Gilmore Guys mug.
It is. Here, I'm going to hold it up to the microphone so you can see it at home.
Mm.
How beautiful is that?
Okay, now we're gonna do it. We got at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight names to rap.
All right.
7 of which like the show.
Oh, great.
one of which actually does like the show, but just has some humble criticisms, which is fine. We asked for it, so what are you going to get? So here we go. Let's drop this. Sick beat.
Drop it.
What? Dude, what the fuck is this?
Here we go. Here we go now.
Who's starting?
Okay. Here we go. What? What? Come on, I'm not Sadie. Because I got a review from Plums for Patty. she left us a nice review, and I want to say thank you to you.
Mel underscore S93091 left us a review. It was fun, it was good, it was positive. I want to thank you for that one, Mel. Got Logan 89, and he's doing just fine. He left us a review. It was nice of him to do, Logan, so we thank you.
Hey, I know how to play the organ. You know who else does? Zorkiak Morgan. I hope that's not how it's pronounced. That's at least how it sounds. Oh. And then, hey, you know what? What's going on over there? Wait, I think it's Okai the Bear.
Oh.
Okai the Bear over there listening to our podcast there.
Pert and this guy's name, Vert2Vert. I don't think either of those is a word, but I don't care because he left a good revert.
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 You guys ever watch that show called Blossom? I think you did. Abs are awesome. Abs are awesome. Thanks for the nice words. Hey, thank you for not leaving us turds. We got one more name to rap, and then we're gonna take a nap.
Nap.
This one's called L like the show, but L like the show, but
L like the show, but
what what?
L like the show, but
give it to me.
L like the show, but L like the show, but
mustard on the beat.
Skeet.
Well, that was that.
That went. That was pretty good.
That went about as bad as any, or good as any thing of that style could go.
Doggy. So we need to talk about this. Because we talked about. Wait, what did we say in 203?
Well, about Tom.
I forget. About Mr. Hanks.
Yes, about Mr. Hanks, who was supposed to come on 203.
We just celebrated Hanksgiving over here.
Yeah, T-Hanksgiving. Tom was supposed to be on episode 3. He ended up shooting Saving Private Ryan 2. Again, I don't understand.
That's right, the prequel where the he's prequel. Shaving because he's going through puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Puberty.
Yep,
I said
2 hours
right?
of that.
Puberty.
Perverter.
Perverter.
So he reached out to us again and said, oh, sorry, guys. I'm a man of the people. I have a good marriage. I want to be on your show. And we're like, yeah, no, that's awesome. Because we've seen a lot of your movies, believe
right.
it or not.
And he said, what? My movies?
Yeah, he was real humble about it. Just like you know, he was just the nicest guy.
The nicest.
So nice. And so we scheduled it. We made the time. And then today, because we're recording this, it's about 3:15 in the afternoon, I get a text at 1 p.m. that says, hey, dude. He said, well, you know, he actually said, hey, bro. And he said, I have to cancel because I'm shooting Minority Report 2, Call of Duty.
He wasn't even in the first one.
That was Tom Cruise, not Tom Hanks. And I was like, Mr. Hanks, you weren't even in the first one. And he just sent back, shh, like it was an S and 20 H's.
That's weird.
Like, it's like, is it a secret that he wasn't? So I don't know.
He knows we're going to tell about this on our podcast.
Yeah, so we're getting frustrated with Tom. I mean, listen, Larry Crown, we love you, but we're done with it. So
yeah,
the good news is we were contacted this week by, I think, a man America has fallen in love with.
I agree.
Over the last couple of weeks. You know him as, you know him. It's Adnan.
It's Adnan Syed.
And Adnan Syed. Now, he is in jail currently.
Right.
So we're going to work out some sort of Skype situation, or we'll ask Sarah what she does. Sarah's a friend. But Adnan's a huge gilly, and he heard what we were doing. He's like, hey, I just got into the podcast game myself. My podcast, Serial, has over 5 million listens. I almost said views.
And we were like, no, yeah, we've heard of it. And he said, what? My podcast?
Yeah, he was real humble about it. He's
the nicest guy.
He's just the nicest guy. Like, nicer than he even needs to be for someone who's been convicted of murder.
So he used his one phone call to call us and be like, dude, gotta get on that show. And we were like, yeah, man, as soon as you have a free moment.
But the weird thing is, at the end of that, he also said, and I'll tell you what really happened, winky face. That's what he texted me.
Which is very weird because, you know, you think he'd say that for his own podcast, but I guess he's going to reveal what happened right here on our podcast.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Hopefully he won't, like, get in a murderous rage when he sees Lane Kim on screen.
However, in the meantime,
we have a guest. Dare I say,
less murderous?
an even better.
Yes.
Guys, this is such a big day for us.
It really is.
Get stoked.
La la. La la. Special guest.
Okay, guys, you know him from this podcast. You brought him back by popular demand.
You really did.
Ladies and gentlemen, for his second time, the first repeat guest of Gilmore Guys, it's Anthony Trolley. La la. La la. La la. La.
Oh my God, he's coming out of a wrestling ring? What's the deal here?
Anthony's.
He just held his phone up to the mic for that.
Anthony's back. All right.
Anthony, welcome back to Gilmore, guys.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. Wow. What a killer intro.
Right.
Yeah, we really wanted to do it up for you because you are a special man.
Thank you.
I want to read a tweet.
Oh, boy.
I think this might be the tweet that brought you back.
This is it.
Well, that's not it. Okay, so this is dated. This is November the 12th, 2014. This is from at Marcy Darling. Marcy is a great supporter and listener of the show. We love her very, very much.
Wow.
She tweets all the time about us and how great we are. This is why
we're
love
great.
Her.
We're good.
We're great. Did I say we're great? Marcy tweeted, "Oh my God, I love y'all, but these constant guests that hate the show are getting old. Hashtag bring back Trolley."
Wow.
And as you know, that hashtag trended the very next night.
It was insane. I remember I got a call that night from Alex from Target, and he was like, "I get it, dude. You're in the hashtag game."
He's
now.
Like, "You too?"
Yeah, exactly. we've been actually like hanging out together.
At Target?
Yeah. Well, no, he stays away from Target now.
Oh.
Because he's just, you know, he can't be seen there anymore, man. He can't be seen because he's just, people love him.
Right.
And that's the same thing happened to me. It almost destroyed my life, actually.
It's like how Keanu can't go to benches anymore.
Yep.
What? Because of that meme.
Oh.
Sad Keanu on the bench.
Yeah, it's like Maria Bamford can't go to Target. Oh, also Target.
Wait, why
there's
can't
a lot
go
of people
Target?
Who can't go to Target.
Her really awesome ad campaign for it, like four Christmases ago. Do you remember this? Where she played the suburban mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really funny.
It was really great.
Wait, I don't know if I remember
Maria
that
would love you.
Bing it, dude.
I bet she would so be into the
show.
Oh,
my God. I would
she
love
She would
that.
Love this show. And if she didn't, she would love us. That is the gamble we make with every guest we ask and everyone who's so nice to be on the show. The gamble is they'll either love the show, but if they don't love the show, they'll love us.
Yeah, we just got to charm them.
But thankfully, in the case of Mr. Anthony Trolley, we have someone who both apply. That
yeah.
both.
Well, yeah, I love you guys, and I also love the show.
Yeah.
In fact, when I got the call and you were like, "Hey, Anthony, turns out you're a fan favorite," like one person tweeted at you.
Fan fave.
I thought, and you were like, "Oh, we got a spot. If you want to do 204, I get it. You're a really busy guy. You've got a lot going on."
Yeah, keep in mind, this is 1 o'clock this afternoon after Tom Hanks bailed on us for the last time.
This is a very quick thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of pushed a few things aside.
Yeah.
Really big things, going to Trader Joe's.
Before hoes.
You traded. and yeah, I love the show. And you were like, "Oh, well, I want to do 204. I was like, "Wow, I have to go all the way back to season 2. Because I've watched every episode.
Yeah, that's right. That's actually the story here, is we had Anthony watch it for the first time, watch Gilmore Girls for the first time for episode 104, The Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunters.
Wow, deep episode, by the way. Super powerful stuff.
Super powerful. So we thought, what a nice piece of symmetry to have him on for 104, but also 204.
Season after season.
But because we had him on the first time, Anthony went on and just has been watching the whole show without us.
Well,
we turned you on to it.
You turned me on to it. And, you know, I'm so glad you guys did it because I don't think I was emotionally ready when it aired originally on TV.
Yeah.
But now I'm at a pretty good place. And, you know, it's great. I feel like I just feel like I'm one of the girls, you know.
One of the gals.
I'm like the daughter Lorelai never had, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
She's a
Roe
child.
V. Wade. Well, let's start the episode discussion. Episode 204, The Road Trip to Harvard. And let's start it with a little segment we call
Pop
Goes
the
Culture.
A segment where we take every single pop culture reference in the episode and string them together in a little supercut. Listen back and see if we can make heads or tails of it. This is episode 204, The Road Trip to Harvard.
Parp Goes to Culture.
My mouth is numb.
She's named the place after an Alice in Wonderland character. This is my worst nightmare.
Never been in this car for any extended period of time without playing AC/DC.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
I need my highway to hell.
You do realize that all of your college kid jargon comes from Happy Days in the Valley Girl song.
Hare Krishna banging a tambourine all night. Henry James. Isn't that a beer?
And a novelist. Go on.
Or fall in love with a separated Catholic guy like Catherine Hepburn did and then not get to go to his funeral when he dies.
We could sing Anarchy in the UK at the top of our lungs.
John Adams. That's a beer.
Our second president.
Elvis Costello at the Marquee in 1978.
W.E.B. Du Bois, Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, cool, Fred Gwynne.
Who?
Herman Munster.
A barely coherent Nico doing Dora songs in 1974.
Okay, Rizzo.
Okay, I think we just found the first room in the history of the world that would have made Liberace say, whoa, step back, no one's that gay.
Iggy Pop doing David Bowie songs naked in 1981.
We are not going to have this fight in a flowery bedroom with dentists singing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves in the background. It's too David Lynch.
Well, I strapped them to my body like in Midnight Express.
That's like saying an understated Nicolas Cage movie. Captain Corelli's mandolin.
I'm serious.
Bella Bambina at 2 o'clock. Your behind the music is gonna be really wild.
Tuesdays with Maury? Skip that. Who moved my cheese? Just stuff you already know. When we're at a U2 concert, you are my best friend.
Coming up, a three-song superset from Hootie and the Blowfish.
You know what's funny? As soon as you started that, I was like, he's gonna end with Hootie and the Blowfish.
I thought I was gonna end with it?
Yeah! Because
it's a perfect one to end on.
Oh my gosh. I forgot you did that because I took so many notes about all their references, because this episode, more so than other episodes, I was so aware of all the references.
Yeah, there was not one this time that I was like, what the fuck is that?
Is that the first time?
Mm-hmm. Well, she said the David Lynch one, and I was like, how do they know everything about everything?
They're cultured gals.
Dude, she reads the dictionary for fun. Like,
yeah,
of
the
course,
Mala from 2001.
It's bizarre, though. It's so bizarre because it's like so much fun to watch, but when you actually are like starting to digest it as somebody who goes like, oh, you know, this could be like close to real life, you go, no, nobody talks like this at all. No. I mean, don't get me wrong. Great show. Not hating on the show whatsoever.
Great show.
Sounds like he's hating on the show.
I am not hating on the show,
sounds
guys.
Like he's hating on the show.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I am
Do
not
Do you even want to be here?
There is no place I'd rather be. I cleared my Trader Joe's schedule.
It's so fun to have a guest I'm really comfortable with to be like, hey, F you, bro.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
That's me.
Just kidding.
As an aside, people on Twitter have been getting, like, not up in arms, but have been commenting about how little we know about pop culture and how young we are, because a few episodes ago we made a joke about not knowing Fergie or Casablanca. We know both of those things. I want to clarify.
Oh, did someone give you shit on Twitter?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you guys talking
about?
You
were like, oh my God, these guys are so young. They don't even know what Casablanca is or who Fergie is.
Oh, I think that person was kidding.
No, they weren't.
Hold on a second. Casablanca came out in what, 1942?
1942. Right.
Who commented on that and would have been like, that was my era? You know what I mean? Like, what 80-year-old woman is listening to podcasts?
I think it's the fact that it's such a part of the great film's canon.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie. Gee. Everybody's seen that.
But, like, people think we're 12 years old or something because we made that joke and it, I guess, did not roll.
Oh, that one girl who's like, OMG, these three 12-year-olds don't know anything. There was
also,
that girl.
Yeah, who's the third 12-year-old?
I don't know. Maybe
adult?
It was you.
I'm not going to say yes or no.
It'd be funny if it was like Brian Husky or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's probably a parent.
Netflix synopsis for this episode.
Here we go.
This is something we do now on the show.
Oh.
A new segment we started.
It's not a segment.
The new segment theme song.
New segment. This one's about Netflix.
Ooh.
What are we going to say?
Nope. You go ahead and do your review, then I'll tell you.
The Netflix synopsis is, when the wedding is canceled, Lorelai is eager to escape the reactions of everyone in Stars Hollow. So she and Rory take off on a road trip. A four-year-old wrote that sentence.
I just kind of assumed
it's
it was
a run-on sentence.
Is it really?
Yes. There's one period.
Yeah, my cousin just got a job at Netflix. He's four, and he just writes reviews of shows. He just watches reviews, and that's to sum it up in like two sentences or less. It's a great job for
watch
him.
Some messed up stuff.
Job.
It's a great job. Okay, I was going to say, though, wait, oh, is there more?
No, it's just like, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, it'd be fun just, you know, just as a, you know, it's not my podcast or anything, but like, what if the guest gave their quick summary of it? Just to test them to see if they even watched it.
You're right. It's,
you know,
not your fucking podcast.
They do that. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm start my own podcast.
Gilmore Guys,
part two, where just the guests come on and they go, this episode's about Lorelai is, she called off her marriage.
I'd love to be part of a 12-second
podcast. They do that on Go Bayside. That's what April Richardson, Go Bayside is a podcast April Richardson hosts that is all about Saved by the Bell. She has
it's
amazing
comedians.
It's really, really funny.
You guys should go listen to it.
But yeah, she has the guests like, okay, summarize the episode.
Yeah.
So you know what? Yeah, let's do a Go Bayside.
Right, sum it up.
Do it up, Anthony.
Okay, episode. Well, you want like an in-depth one of like, or
do
quick.
Do what feels right.
Okay,
to you.
Episode.
Follow your heart.
Episode opens up. Lorelai and Rory are on the road. Lorelai wants to. Wow, this is gonna get real deep.
I was like,
I'm gonna keep
it
short. No, they end up going to a bed and breakfast called the Cheshire Cat, named
True.
After the Alice in Wonderland cat, where it's very bizarre, very creepy. A lot of dentists are there. Boston dentists, as Lorelai calls them. I don't know if she just knew.
How long is this?
Yeah, I was gonna say. You know what? We're gonna talk about it. I don't need to review it. I don't need to tell you what it's about.
I thought you were gonna do like three lines.
No, see, that's the problem.
They go to the inn. It's not too good.
I guess
she makes a decision.
I get way too in depth. I can't just summarize one thing in one sentence. There's a lot of deep themes,
guys. You can't keep it brief.
Anyways,
Twitter
show is an hour.
It's the 21st century, man. We gotta condense it down to 140 characters, yeah, well, right?
This podcast should be a tweet.
Did you like this episode?
I liked it, but it was not one of my favorites. Just being honest. But wait, review it at the end, guys.
Let's be real. Yeah, but I guess I do ask, like, oh, how do you like the show? But we know you like the show.
Yeah,
we'll
love
reserve
the show.
Specific episode judgment until
the
end.
Okay, all right.
Why did she hate Alice in Wonderland?
Why did she hate it?
Yeah.
Why is that her nightmare?
Yeah, why is that, of all the references she makes, why is that the, like, breaking point?
Yeah, that was weird, right? Because I feel like the woman at the front desk seemed...
LaDawn.
Yes, LaDawn.
Let's talk about
By the
LaDawn.
Way, that woman, she is in everything.
She is in everything.
I actually Googled her name, but I forgot it. But really great character actress.
Yeah.
Like, anytime she pops in, you go like, oh, cool, she's in that
Here
thing.
She is.
That girl from That Thing's in this thing.
Yeah.
I gotta find her name.
She's like the original Judy Greer. Although Judy Greer now is pretty much a household name.
Yeah, she's a superstar.
She passed the Nicole Trolley test. I said, Mom, do you know who Judy Greer is? And she was like, yeah, oh, yeah, that girl who's, like, in everything.
Say goodbye to these.
Yeah.
Because it's the last time.
Oh.
I tell you what, I'd like to take Judy Greer out for a Judy beer sometime.
Oh. You
know? Judy Greer, if you're listening, we love you. Come on the sheer.
Come on the sheer.
Oh,
Judy Greer, come on the sheer.
We had Paul Shear and Judy Greer.
Ah, that might happen. We'll see.
Wow.
Greer Shear.
Greer and Shear back together again. That would be that's a funnier die sketch. Paul Greer and Judy Shear. Paul Shear and Judy Greer. Shear and Greer. How about that?
Like they swap bodies?
Do they go back to back and cross their arms?
Let's all just imagine all the girls putting down this podcast right now because they don't care about what we're talking about.
This is fucking dumb.
Why are you talking about that bald guy with a gap tooth?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say.
So they know who he is, and they're still just like, I'm not about this.
I'm a huge Paul Shear fan.
You lost me at Casablanca.
This is not what I signed up for. You had me at Casablanca.
Okay, we have so much to talk about.
We do.
Oh.
Whoa.
This has been a good episode. So.
Here's what I want to. Here's the first thing from the teaser that I want to posit.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a. Well, you don't have to imagine. Well, you do have to imagine.
Right,
imagine you're Darius Rucker.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? I just want to watch a TV show with my daughter. Yeah, Gilmore Girls. She seems to be into that. I want to bond with her.
Yeah, right. 204, whatever.
Yeah, episode 204. You turn on the TV, the Netflix, what have you, and they say, Hootie and the Blowfish. And the two main characters go, Your daughter looks back at you.
Hootie's not cool anymore.
Daddy, why are you crying? Sick bird.
Guys. Also, imagine him being a big fan of the show and then getting there and just going like, well, that wasn't necessary.
Well, I think about that all the time. Anytime they reference like pop culture and shows where they're talking bad about somebody, I go,
they
like,
could listen.
Celebrities probably watch TV,
right.
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Mussolini, last episode, probably got his feelings hurt.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, when they had the... I was on board with the Hootie and the Blowfish reference.
Burn.
Like, burn, yeah, at the beginning, because I hate Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish.
And the Flowfish?
And the Flowfish.
Name a single Hootie and the Blowfish song.
No, give me the beat, boys, and free my
soul.
That's
not them. That's not them.
Guys, I love Hootie and the Blowfish.
Is that them?
Really them?
That's them.
No.
No way.
Dude, no,
well,
no.
Look it up.
That's a song called Drift Away. And that
Oh, that's Lobos.
No, that's How Far Is Heaven.
Oh, gosh, guys. Oh my God.
Welcome to the Alternative Rock Podcast.
This is why your fans are like, they don't even know Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, you don't know
Hootie. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not helping that.
We made the Darius Rucker connection. We know Hootie.
Well, I know Darius Rucker's career now.
Which is, it's crazy that his name is not named, he's not named Hootie.
Who is this?
Everyone's gonna hate this episode. What is this?
This is Drift Away.
By
Uncle Cracker.
Oh. No, right. Uncle Cracker.
No,
God
more.
Damn it.
All right, okay.
No more.
All right.
We were all wrong.
How?
Wow. I hate this song so much.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I think of? You know what I think of when I hear that song?
It's still playing very low.
My gosh, I don't like this.
No, play it very low for the entire podcast.
Okay.
No.
Okay, no, I won't.
I one time went to my uncle's house. My uncle has been divorced 3 times, and he seems like he always has a new girlfriend. And one time I came in, and she was teaching him guitar, and she was teaching him how to play this song. So my only memory of this song.
No!
My uncle stopped. Like, I can't. I'm done.
No! Rock and roll and drift away.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Keep that time code
Wait,
up.
Guys,
I imagine that's going to pop up 50 times during the show.
I'm not going to lie. I thought for years that was Hootie and the Blowfish. And no. What's a big... Oh, my God.
I don't know who it is. It's not Uncle Cracker, clearly.
So how do you guys feel about Gilmore Girls?
All right,
sorry, I'm Anna Loring.
Speaking of bands.
Ooh, that's a saying now.
Yeah.
Anna, we love you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks. Come back anytime.
Okay, guys, hold up. We got a lot to talk about.
We
Engagement
do.
Is off with Max.
Yep.
Yeah, and she doesn't tell him. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't see a call.
Yeah.
You don't see anything.
I thought that was a little weird. As a viewer, a little cold turkey, but that was the episode before. She just comes in. Pack them up. We got to pack our bags.
Yeah, because I don't dream of drying on my dress every night.
That was sad. That made me actually a little sad. Because
it's kinda sad.
That was a good line. I mean, we talked about it in the last episode. Lauren Graham's a good crier. When she tears up, I tear up a little bit,
Both
too.
Both Rory and Lauren Graham are good criers.
Yeah.
Guys, they're
You know who's
eyes,
the best crier?
They got great blue eyes.
John Cryer.
Oh.
Damn, he just high-fived
like
me.
Two and a half stars.
No, I did not.
No, I did not.
Oh, he high-fived me. Thanks, Demi. He high-fived
me
again.
I'm not doing that. Who's doing that sound effect? Is that our producer?
No,
Melissa
not yet.
McCarthy? No!
Wow. Every time Kevin leans away from the mic to do the Melissa McCarthy voice,
what are you talking about?
Spoiler, it's Kevin leaning away from the mic to do the Melissa McCarthy voice.
You can't
Every time
that
he
away.
Does that, my immediate reaction is, that does not sound like Melissa McCarthy.
Sure,
she's a character actress.
Oh, wait, that was actually Melissa. Wait.
Wait.
Has it been you leaning, has it been Melissa McCarthy?
I was here all along.
Oh.
Right here. I'm pointing to your heart.
Yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's video. For people listening, this is audio only.
Yeah, you experienced
Speaking of Melissa McCarthy.
We love you.
I
love me.
Melissa McCarthy has...
Every time she comes, I get so nervous.
I do too.
Anyway.
No, she's great though. I love Melissa McCarthy.
She's so sweet to come and stop
Thank
by.
You.
Oh
my
You're
gosh,
welcome.
She's great. Wow.
I know you want it.
She,
whoa, wow! You guys are close.
Give me that D, boys.
Whoa!
High three months. God damn! Oh. All right, this is.
Wow.
Wow. Melissa, that's you shouldn't. Oh, she left on her own. That's fine.
Okay.
We have a lot to talk about.
The cake that she makes.
Clyde. Oh, that was such a good friend move on her part.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Okay, this episode truly does not make me like Lorelai.
No, it really.
She's a little bit rude. She walks all over her friends. She's a little bit rude to Rory. Actually, she's very rude to Rory. And she has this line, too. Even though it was just a joke, but it was this off the cuff sort of thing of like, They go like, oh, why don't we go talk to these people downstairs? And she's like, because we're better than everybody. And
pretty much.
Like, yeah. That's her mentality.
They do believe that. They're JK, but they're not JK.
No, I understand. And it was funny because like I live in a shared house. And so, which means I found a room on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And it was in a great spot right by UCB. And I thought, I'm going to get this place. It's a 9-month rent. And now every time I'm in my room and I hear people in the kitchen or outside, I go, ooh, I don't want to talk to them. So when they were doing the bed and breakfast thing where they were like, I really don't want to go talk to these people, I was like, well, right on.
It resonated.
I get it. It makes sense.
Sometimes
I hate everybody.
It's just you don't want to talk to anyone, though. Right? It's not like, I'm better than those people.
No, right. It's that's nothing to do with that. Right.
Well, that was the that's in your case, but in this case, they do feel like they're better than those people.
Yeah, they made some pretty pointed insults.
Those really nice people. They're like, oh, I'll look up your books. And she's like, the case of the missing spoon. Yeah. Good night, spoon. That's what she
said. Why not just say, oh, I don't do that. I run an inn.
Yeah, just
guys,
tell the truth.
She can pull any reference from any era or pop culture, whatever. She can make a reference any time, but she cannot BS at all. She is the worst.
She
couldn't just name any book.
She couldn't just name. What was it? Goodnight Spoon.
Yeah, the horse who something something
learned to bark.
Yeah,
and then he died.
And then they also said like, where do you work? And she was like, oh, the building on the street or something. She said something like she was tripping over her own words.
Yeah,
and I was like, really, really.
Yeah.
There's a reason you didn't go to Harvard. Boom, Lorelai burn.
Sick burn.
Sick burn, Lorelai.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Oh yeah.
Flip phones. I mean, everything about the bed and breakfast, they're just kind of being dicks about it.
They really are. It's a perfectly nice, like, what bed and breakfasts are they going to where they thought it was going to be way different than
that? Yeah, this is a really cool bed and breakfast. Yeah.
The whole thing was, like, her friend was supposed to be
But then the friend moved away.
Right. Yeah, but the whole point of a bed and breakfast of any sort is that it's, like, a very close, like, why don't you just, like, go anywhere else then? You know, if she hated it from the moment she walked in.
Yeah, well.
Her decision-making skills are not.
Yeah. You guys, her head, we got to talk about her head at this point in the show.
Oh.
Her mentality.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were pulling an Emily and talking about how huge her head was.
Does she have a big head?
I don't think so.
That's the joke.
That when she was younger, her head did not
You grew into
like
it.
She had like a little. She was like a walking caramel apple or something.
The walking
she
was head on AMC.
She was a bobblehead. but
that makes this the talking head.
She, whoa.
Some good ones. Some bad ones.
Just this is kidding. Not my beautiful house.
This is not my beautiful wife.
This is not my beautiful wife.
Okay, going back to talking
speaking
heads.
Speaking of Borat?
Lorelai was in a band. Did I miss, was like a...
Did she say that?
She did. She was like, they stopped at the nut place in the right after the cold open.
Oh, Hayden's Nut
Hayden's
House.
Nut House.
Yeah.
And they're getting nuts. And Lorelai talks about like, oh, when I was on the road with a band, and I didn't watch it like that part back, but was she like a groupie or was she actually in a band?
I assume she was a groupie because they have not alluded to any musical talent on her part.
Right.
Yeah.
That hasn't been a part of her identity.
Actually,
at all.
I even made the joke that when. I think it was when Christopher came and they were like, oh, I see where you're getting musical talent from. She was like, what? No one here has musical talent.
Right. So. I think she was just being a whore.
Oh,
is
wow.
The short answer. I'm just kidding.
Like, Gilmore
I'm
guys,
just kidding.
The slut shaming podcast.
No slut shaming. Sluts, if you're listening.
Oh, we love you.
Come on the show. A little unhinged today. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. That was a pointed whoa,
bro. No,
but
she at one point in the episode, well, they wake up after having the fight, which Rory is totally justified. She's being a little girl, like, oh no, didn't you want to get married? And she's like holding on to the dream still, but she's also like, bro, just talk to me. Like, you just caught off an engagement.
Yeah,
this is a big deal. Right. And Lorelai's just like, no. I don't want to. I don't have to.
Lorelai's acting so much like a child in these two episodes.
It drives me nuts.
It drove me nuts, too.
To the point where the morning after, the morning after, she ate fuzzy certs.
Yeah.
You remember that part?
Yeah,
she I ate the certs.
That was weird. Well, that was funny because they, like, starved themselves as opposed to going down and getting food.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Didn't get seem like breakfast. A good
place. And I don't know about you guys, but I can't sleep if I'm hungry. Like, it's not even possible for me.
I can.
That fight was over very quickly, though, by the way, may I add, because it was like a one-scene thing that was like 2 minutes, and the very next morning they were okay.
Yeah. I thought that fight was going to end with, like her going, like, get out of my room, like a 13-year-old girl.
Get and into she, like, my stomp- car.
And she, like, stomps downstairs and has to talk to the people of the inn, and she realizes, oh, they're not that bad. I can eat food.
And she realizes she hates her mom, and her mom's, like, only bringing her down, kind of like that girl from Weeds when the kids, she takes advantage of the kids. And
this, yeah. You know,
this is Gilmore Guys, not Weeds, guys.
Not Weeds.
Weed Whackers.
Weed Whackers.
Weeds Whackers. Well, some of those scenes.
That's
anyway.
The porn parody.
So she doesn't want to talk about Max to Rory. I get it, though. That's her, like, her daughter. And, you know, I think that she has a hard time. I think she has a hard time trying to put it into words herself. Of, like, I mean, she said it as much as she needed to say it in 203, where she says, like, I didn't love him. But I think Rory is just so young that it's hard to grasp that it's, like, love is simply just a feeling. It's not necessarily... like something.
Oh, that's
you can
a good point.
Rationalize
actually, yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. So
that Rory's limited scope of what love actually means, where her reference is like, it's Dean.
It's Dean.
Did he say it to you in a car?
Yeah. And did you say you too, you idiot?
I love you, you idiot.
Like that's what. Okay, so yeah, Rory is struggling to like comprehend.
Yeah, and I get it, but Laura, it doesn't help that Lorelai's acting like a child and not being like, hey, by
just
the way,
have a conversation.
Have
man.
A conversation.
Yeah. Let's talk about Luke's reaction to hearing that the wedding is off.
Oh, that was my favorite scene.
My God. I just have a note and it just says Luke and it has like five hearts. Literally, that's it. It has Luke, five hearts, and then says, I'm excited.
Yeah, because you like, this is the first time you've seen him unashamedly.
Mm-hmm.
Be joyful.
Coffee on the house.
Coffee on the
as
house.
Matter of fact, for everybody.
Yeah, for everyone. For Kirk, who he doesn't like.
I love that he's like.
He sang a whole improvised song right after that, but they had to cut it from the show.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact,
I love
guys.
Being alive. It's not related to the fact that the person I love is in a wedding. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Some good ones.
Some bad ones. What was the
it
thing?
It seems like such a weird thing. I mean, even like, even though like, don't get me wrong, I get that he's in love with her and everything, and we're really pulling for him because we like Luke a lot. We do.
Where are you in the series, by the way? I should ask so we can know how to dodge spoilers for Demi.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm far-ish ahead. I mean, but we don't need to talk. I don't want to ruin it for the listeners.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I just want. I'm just curious where you are in the
series.
Let's
not talk about the scene when Max dies.
In a Max blaze of gunfire.
When Max gets shot.
By Kirk.
Oh my gosh, it is pretty crazy.
I can't believe they kept Kirk on and didn't mention it, too.
Yeah, Kirk con Bane.
It's a... No, okay, so hold on.
No, I'm kidding.
You're me. You're me in 109 right now.
Yeah.
What happened in 109?
Oh, my God.
We don't like to talk
thing
about
is, 109. I loved 109, but a lot
some
of
other
the
people
listeners,
did, too.
A lot of the listeners were unhappy with how it went off the
rails. I'm a listener, and I was unhappy with the way it went.
It was pretty much just our guest, Anna, who is a great friend, and I love her so much.
Great.
And I hope she comes back on the show. But we
sorry,
just went off the rails because
sure
it was just...
If people tweet at her, maybe. I mean, it takes a lot
to make
it
to the bigs.
Anna
_train. So, no, it was just pretty much just sidetracking every few minutes to make jokes, which is fine.
Well,
it's
hard. It's hard because, like, we're funny guys.
We're so funny.
We're fucking
so
hilarious.
Funny.
That's the problem.
I was, like, questioning that whole statement.
We're,
I was like,
we're goddamn geniuses.
Here's
what
I would say. Here's how I would state it more from a place of humility.
Yeah.
We enjoy each other.
Yes.
So it's hard not to just follow whatever that enjoyment
very
is.
Very familiar.
There's so many things, like inside jokes and things that I just want to talk about
all
the
time. This could be a 2-hour podcast where we talk about Gilmore Girls
you
for
know
45
what?
Minutes.
Let's do it. We haven't done over an hour 40 yet.
Marathon, let's do this shit.
So Luke finds out that Lorelai's marriage is, like, her wedding is not going on anymore.
Done.
Right.
It's donezo.
He all but tap dances around his own diner.
Pretty much. And... it's so sweet in that moment, and then it like that scene. The scene changes, and I go, "Oh my God, he's so happy about her failure!"
Right?
Like,
yes. So, I would think he'd at least be like, "Oh, guess they're not going to use that hoopah anymore."
Oh my God! If you knew that, like, if you didn't know him, like, let's say you just didn't know Luke, and he was like, right on. The marriage is over. You'd be like, what a jerk. Yeah. What a selfish jerk.
But he wouldn't say, see, and he didn't say it explicitly in the episode. He didn't say, like, oh, good, you're done.
But I'm surprised that Sookie wasn't like, what's
Sookie
wrong with you?
So happy about it. She was like, hold on. And then she's kind of our
Yeah,
angle.
Sookie was enjoying Luke's enjoyment.
By the way, her phone gets incredible audio pickup to hear that across the room.
Yeah, very.
So whatever technology this
phone
is.
Also, speaking of phones, no cell phones allowed in Luke's diner. Why does Sookie get a pass?
Because Sookie's friends with Lorelai, and Lorelai can do whatever
Lorelai
the fuck
gets
she
a pass,
wants.
So I guess it's, yeah, it's just the property it. Of... Yeah. Whatever she wants.
Transit property.
It's better to be, like, nicer to... If you like a girl, it's better to be nicer to her friends, because when that girl hates you, her friends will pull for you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's say if Luke's
I love
a jerk,
this dude advice.
Sookie, no, I'm just saying.
Let's
like,
get into
about
it.
Like,
here's how to trick your girl.
Here's how you do it. Anthony Trolley's Life Lessons of Love.
That could be
Anthony
your podcast.
Trolley's
that
should
be
life lessons
Guys, I have a
love.
Few tricks up my sleeve. Luke's going to, inevitably, this is how TV shows work. Luke is going to screw up at some point. And you gotta know.
I don't know, does he?
Well, I'm not saying. Like, it's not a spoiler one way or the other. But Sookie's gonna be the one who goes, hey, Lorelai, I know he screwed up, but he meant well.
Right.
Because she likes him, because he's a good dude to her.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's in her corner.
Yeah. He is.
Or she's in his corner, rather. I said that backwards.
What was Kirk saying about France or something?
No, he said he said in France you can stay at a table all you want, like as long as you want. And he goes, oh, well then let me speak French to you or something like that. He was implying that he was gonna curse out.
That was one of my favorite lines in the episode when he said, what's 6% of 443?
Yeah. I love when he goes, this coffee's on the house. And he goes, oh, thanks. Or should I say, gracias?
Yeah, that made me laugh too. I wrote that down because that was a good one.
I love that Kirk is just kind of like, not like he's kind of an idiot.
Hold up,
like,
guys.
Kinda. Guys, but he's very industrious.
We haven't even talked about the fact that they go to Harvard.
Let's talk about Harvard.
Let's
well,
talk
we
about
gotta
Harvard.
Go to Harvard.
Let's sing our theme song for Harvard.
Harvard, it's Ivy League school.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
We never get to bust that one out, but we've had it prepared for ages.
I gotta be honest, you guys' little acapella, I won't call them bits, because this is a no-bit zone.
No-bit zone.
NBZ, thank you. Thank you.
But I'm just saying, your... little
theme songs,
acapella themes,
masterworks,
are pretty incredible.
Thank you.
I can't wait till we have enough to release an album.
Yeah,
just called theme songs.
Well, Gilmore got. I mean, this is the start of a bigger project because we will have a record label by the end of this podcast.
Obviously.
Okay, hold up. I got to get this off the table. They go to Harvard. Rory goes to buy Lorelai coffee, and that guy walks up. The Harvard student walks up to Lorelai, and he BS's her so hard. Like, he doesn't even just... It's like he didn't even try. He's like, hey, we take Jeff together, right? I've been meaning to talk to you. Mind you, Lorelai's never... She's never stepped foot into a Harvard classroom. Which, the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, this is probably one of the smartest guys in the country.
I thought that, too. You're at an Ivy League school, bro.
You're at an Ivy League school, and... You either, one, are just an idiot for thinking that she's in your class, or two, you're the worst flirter of all time. Like, what is he? I'm sorry. I was so uncomfortable by that whole
thing. It was bad.
Thing.
Oh, man.
And I thought he was going to come back.
I was like, that was pretty smooth.
You thought that was smooth?
No.
Here's the thing.
You didn't.
My thought is one of two things. One, she has someone that looks like her in that class.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
It was a compliment. I think it was maybe a compliment to her about how young she is, if I see what you're saying.
I mean, I think she could pass easily for someone in college.
But I think he was genuinely trying something.
He was like, infatuated.
But he wasn't winking hard enough.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, hey, you're in my class, you know?
But I mean, honestly, if you saw her on a college campus, you wouldn't be like, oh, she's definitely a mom. He'd probably be
No.
Yeah,
no.
So he could have just been like, oh, you're in my class. If she goes no, then he's like, oh, okay,
right.
Sorry. But if she kept going with it, I don't know.
But I would never have if I wasn't 100% for sure that someone was
smooth
in my class.
Is the wrong word.
What's that?
Smooth is the wrong word.
I thought it was
bold.
Yeah, he's bold.
It was bold.
Yeah. I feel like he has no idea how to talk to women. Like, if a guy came up to you in real life, like, this is how it would really go down. Ready? Kevin, you'll be Lorelai. I'll be the student. Well, you're not Lorelai. You're a real human being.
Okay.
Hey, are you that girl that I take Spanish with? You in my Spanish class?
No, I don't go here.
All right. See you later. That's how that would go down. Like, right. For sure. Like, nobody would be like, no, you're definitely in my Spanish class.
No,
you know where they did try this, though? In the movie Good Will Hunting.
I love that movie.
I know how much.
Wait, I just watched that 2 days ago.
Ben Affleck is trying to talk to... Demi, I feel like you should tell us this scene.
Ben Affleck is
talking to
a girl at a bar.
He is, yes.
And he says the thing about the apples.
Not the scene I was referencing. He's talking to, I believe he's talking to the girl that Matt Damon...
Minnie Driver?
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay, he's talking to Minnie
Driver. Smaller
Driver's
than a regular driver.
Right.
Right.
She's an iPad mini driver.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard. Just too little driver. Anyways, so he's talking to Mini Driver, her friend or whatever, and then the guy with a ponytail comes up, and for once in a movie, a guy with a ponytail is cooler than Ben Affleck for just the scene.
Oh no, this is Matt Damon. Oh no, Matt Damon swoops in.
He waits because the guy comes in and goes, oh, I remember that class. It was right between recess and lunch. And then Ben Affleck's like, what? And then Matt Damon comes up and he's like, all right, cool. You got your books and your this and that, blah, 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 blah. You know, and he ends up, you know, getting the apples.
He's smart as shit. Yeah.
He gets the apples.
I remember all of this.
That was a damn good movie.
That's a great movie,
it
was right?
Really good.
And I've seen it.
And it's so, I mean, when you watch it now, every scene with Robin Williams. And, anyway.
The bench scene. You can't tell me what you can't tell me what the Sistine Chapel smells like.
Yeah, it's so
good. And you're like, oh, he's right.
Like, I can't. I'm just a dumb 20-something hosting a podcast. I don't know anything.
By the way, Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting has the same haircut as Dean.
I was just going to say that.
What?
Yes, they have the exact same haircut.
That's a very nice thing.
I noticed that watching it the other night.
You know who else had that haircut is...
Roxbury.
Someone from Home Improvement?
Yeah, well,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, his was a bit longer.
JTT.
I was gonna say though, the whole mid part. Is it a mid part? Is that what that's called?
Sure.
Anyways,
I call it the spider crawl.
The spider crawl, that makes sense. But oh gosh, what is his name? It's a 3-part name.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No.
Philip Baker Hall.
Guys, I was gonna get out more information. There's a lot of people with 3-part names.
Oh, Marcia Gay Harden.
No.
Oh,
90s show. Dawson's Creek.
James
Vanderbeek. Oh, that's actually one. Yeah, but
I was like, that's kind of.
He has a
three-part
last name, Vanderbeek. I think that they're all spaced out too. It's
Parker Posey.
Oh, that's just syllables.
Parker Posey.
Anyways, no, he has the same haircut as well. Anyways, very 90s, very fun. Love it.
I should clarify, I haven't seen Good Will Hunting yet.
What?
Really? I had no idea, Demi. That's funny.
For like a month now, I've been torturing.
It's been longer than a month.
Yeah, it has been. I've been torturing Anthony telling him that I totally watched Good Will Hunting on his recommendation and then just not being able to describe.
Oh.
There was a time, too, I was at his house, and the thing about Demi is he has a pretty extensive DVD collection, but most of his
DVDs.
Most of his DVDs, he has two of the same DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I lose one?
Oh, good point.
He's got like a lender one and one for keeps. And he has two Good Will Huntings. And he said one day, he was like, oh, I'm totally going to wake up, eat breakfast, I'm going to watch it today. And I think it was like the day after Robin Williams died, by the way. So
No, it was not.
It was pretty close.
It was not the day after.
It was around that time.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, my point being, he lied to me for like, we talked about it, we texted for like 45 minutes about going back and forth about Good Will Hunting, and I was like, so great, right? The bench scene, and you were like, yeah, I love it. Like, the whole time,
you
I was just setting you up, I think, and you were just like, great scene.
Good scene, man. Oh, I loved it.
So dumb.
Okay, so
Gilmore Girls.
They go to Harvard.
Well, there's that moment where Rory's staring at the library with these eyes. She is turned on by the number of books.
You're saying she's horny?
She's 16.
I don't like saying the word horny when it relates to. I was just making a.
You said what? What was the word you used? Turned on.
Yeah. Like I'm okay, turned on to this new man.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's how I meant it.
So, okay.
If books don't get you horny, then I'm listening. I'm doing the wrong podcast.
Hey, 50 Shades of.
Gilmore.
Yeah. I was struggling.
But okay, this whole thing though, I think that there's like a 5-minute segment where it feels like it's just an ad for Harvard. Like
Yeah, kind of.
There's like, this is the library. Did you know this is the biggest library in the country?
13 million books.
13 million books. And then she had, Rory has this mini driver breakdown, and it's like...
good way of putting it.
Not a good way of putting it at all. Anyways, and she has this little breakdown, and she's like, oh, I've only read like 300 books, and I'm 16. And...
By the way, 300 books is a fucking lot. Oh my gosh.
I haven't read that many, and I'm... Nine years older than she is.
I haven't even made eye contact with that many books. I've never even looked at 300 books.
I don't think... I didn't know that many books existed. I've read 300
words. There's over 300 books?
In the world? Who's to say?
That's weird.
Too many books.
Too many books.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, let's talk about your social battery. What is it right now? Is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Why is it at the level it's at? There's all these external factors that can make it the way it is. Maybe you're less social during certain seasons. Maybe you're experiencing a lack of boundaries with certain people that's making it more drained than it needs to be. Well, either way, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need a little more alone time. Well, either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for 11 years now, and it has been vital and crucial for figuring out how to not overexert myself socially, to keep my battery at a good charge, to not keep it too drained when I'm dealing with all the people that I actually want to be dealing with, and not dealing with people in the way that I don't want to be, which is, of course, due to a lack of good boundaries or how to cope with people. And you learn how to do those things with therapy, because therapy gives you the tools to tune in to yourself and understand, oh, I need this. I don't need this. I need to communicate this. I need to say this. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GilmoreGuys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GilmoreGuys.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anyways, but there's like, oh, this is the dorm room for Harvard. And then it stops. It's like a record screeching stop.
By the way, that was a really shitty dorm room.
That was awful.
It was a tiny dorm room.
I mean, I've been in dorms like that, so
If you weren't there, it was locked, right? Because they just walk right in.
I think the idea was that the girl, what I took it to mean is that the girl was in like the restroom or something. Susie or whatever her name
is. Susie, right.
Which no one is named Susie. Because she said, oh, just say I'm looking for Susie because someone will probably be named Susie. No, that's an old people name.
It's a very
old Susie.
Lorelai taking advantage of people. In these two episodes, because I watched the episode before.
Also, how weird would it be to walk into your room that you left to go to the bathroom and see someone taking a photo?
Some broad is taking pictures of holding a pin up.
Oh my God. It was so weird to me that when Susie came back, that she just kind of brushed off the fact that two strangers were in her room and just called her Susie.
Yeah, she had a face. She just had a reaction like, ugh. You know what happened?
She the
producers
like, what
were like,
the hell?
Yeah.
Well,
the producers were like, don't say anything or else it's going to cost us
You're
way
not
more
saying.
Money. Right. Yeah. So.
And then they go into the classroom where we have our, I meant to keep count, but I think it's our fifth speaking part for a black person.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And he's a professor.
Yeah. Wow. So not a stereotype. This is actually very progressive.
Although it's out of the town.
For Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's progressive for the show.
Okay. But can we also say that there was like a cliche Harvard student who happened to be Asian? I'm just saying, we're going to talk race.
Well, do you know who that is?
We always talk about relevantism.
Wait, this is true. Yeah. You guys know who that is?
I don't want to say the wrong person, but I'm pretty sure.
Guy from Walking Dead?
No, the guy from from Heroes.
Masioka?
Yeah, from Heroes.
I don't know if that's how his name is pronounced. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's from Heroes.
Wow.
He was on Scrubs for a little bit. A guy named Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, he was.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
How funny, though, is it when she goes... She goes into the classroom and she gets it. Rory goes into the classroom, gets into this big, not, it wasn't a debate, but they were just chit chatting about a few things. And then the mom, Lorelai comes in and she says, "Oh, Rory, we gotta go." And, Lorelai comes in and says, "Rory, we gotta go." And she turns, she like taps the like Asian kid on the shoulder and goes, "Thanks, that was fun."
Yeah,
why
that was
she
weird.
Thanking him?
I have she like no idea. Forgot that she was
what
like that everyone else wasn't playing along.
He had like one line, and it was something like, "We always talk about relativism in this class."
It was kind of cute the way he did it, though. He's just like, "Oh, here we go."
Yeah,
he always do this every time.
Oh,
but
no.
He was like, "I'm still okay with it."
Yeah, exactly. Like he's. Which is such a weird thing of like, "Thanks, that was fun."
A better line would have been, "Hey, thank you, and save the cheerleader, save the world."
Hey, save the cheerleader, save the world.
That's a reference.
Okay. And then also, Lorelai, while this is going on, Lorelai goes into the hallway. She's in the hallway, and she's looking at pictures. And the first time I saw this, I was just like, "Oh, I didn't know what it meant." But then I realized she finds a picture of a woman who graduated in 1990, and she realizes that could have been her.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. But they were holding on the photo, and they should have made that way clearer.
Yeah, it was very unclear.
Because I was like, "Who the fuck is Erica Palmer?"
Yeah,
her name
is Laura Palmer's
Erica
mom.
Erica Palmer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, Twin Peaks crossover. Get Allie back on the show.
Allie, we love you. Come back on the show. Come talk back. About this one scene. Or another episode.
But Erica Palmer, man. Yeah. They held on her name for so long.
I was very confused.
That I thought, who is she? Like, and I Googled it because I was that confused and I didn't want to be wrong. And because I care so much about this podcast. I really do. And I've Googled like five things before this just to make sure I was like, yeah, okay.
Dude,
Erica Palmer.
We don't even Google stuff.
We Google. Guys, I Google.
I don't Google.
I care
what do you
about
do,
your family.
You piece of shit.
I Bing.
I'm just kidding.
This episode brought to you by, in part by Bing.
Could you be any better of a search engine?
Sure couldn't.
But yeah, like the whole Erica Palmer thing, I was so confused about. I was like, is there a deeper meaning here? And then I looked it up and there was like Yahoo Answers where there was a whole thread like, is she going to be a bigger part of the show? Is she, what's going to happen?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
guys,
they thought it was some
it.
Like law shit. Like, what are the numbers?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's Erica Palmer?
Who's the smoke monster? If you reverse 1991, it's the same number, man.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Oh boy, that's fun.
Most people didn't.
I do want to see, I feel like I want to see a LaDon spinoff.
LaDon was cool, flowers and all.
I don't.
Where she's just like, "No, that cat wasn't there. No, you're wrong."
What? That was weird.
That was infuriating.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. That was a David
Sammy's
Lynch
on
thing.
The stairs.
Guys,
no,
okay,
he's
I don't
not on
know
the
if you remember last time, but remember there was the deer hunter episode where we got really deep, right? Okay,
super deep.
Remember that? We got a little deep where it was like, "Oh, this is life hitting her, not just a deer. It's a metaphor." Anyways, this whole episode, I was like, when the cat thing, when this came up again, this was one of the two or three things throughout the episode where I was like, I feel like, is there a deeper meaning or am I looking too hard? Or why is this even in the show?
Yeah.
Like, that was so weird. Like, I get that we've developed, that character's already so developed of like, oh,
the cat?
No. LaDon was so developed already of like, she's this weirdo lady, that adding that little tidbit was, I was like, is there something deep there? What's going on? Because like, 203 ended with them being stopped at the red light, and I was like, "Whoa, we'd have a lot to talk about if I was on that episode." But this cat one,
metaphor.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, what the that was? I thought it was just a gag, but it was just like a gag that they played for way too long.
It was a weird gag. I think is the answer. I don't think there is a symbolic. I could even see stuff with the deer being, but the cat. I think it's just like,
oh my god, it just clicked. It just clicked.
All right, lay it on us, Charlie.
Okay. Oh my god.
Here we go.
I know.
Oh my god, wait, it clicked for me too. You go.
Wait a minute.
The Cheshire Cat.
Sammy is the Cheshire Cat. The cat disappears.
The cat disappears.
Oh my god.
Still went on for too long.
Still went on for way too long. But my gosh. I said my gosh. Oh my god.
My gosh.
I feel like we just like had like a domino.
That was insane. Hold on. No, because I looked at my notes because I was like, what other reference was I looking for something deeper? And I wrote Cheshire Cat - I want a deep reference here, but what?
Yeah, but so did they name it that just for that gag?
Literally, I think that's it. Because but where was its teeth? Oh my god! If we go back and the teeth are just in the carpet, like just floating, you know how the Cheshire Cat, you can only see his teeth and his eyes, I believe. Oh boy, guys, we
what a great moment for us. I feel this is an excellent moment for us.
No.
What is this? Wait, why is this the song from before?
Yeah.
Why does it sound different?
No, it's the same.
Guys, hold on. That was insane that we both realized that. And if I was listening to the show, well, actually, you know what? You're welcome, people listening to the show, because you probably had the same question. And honestly,
do you listen to our show?
I've listened to 3 or 4 episodes because I've listened to.
I'm just putting you on blast.
No, because the first time I was on the show, I was the first guest.
It's true.
Not humble, little humble brag there. Mm.
Is it brag?
I believe so.
At this point,
you guys, honestly, not to talk this podcast more than it, you know, it just basically what I'm trying to get at is you guys have made lists.
We made lists. Yeah, we
Worst
made a list.
Podcast.
Yeah.
No, I saw
two podcasts.
Was it New and Noteworthy? Was that Nerdist? Or what?
It was on Hello Giggles.
Hello Giggles, yeah.
By the way, thank you so much for that. That was such a cool thing
to see. I reached out to the writer of that on Twitter, and she was very nice.
You should have her on the show. We love you. Come on the show. I'm sorry, I'm doing your guys' thing.
Yeah, hey, get out of here. Get out of here.
Sorry,
I get too comfortable.
I get too comfortable.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't talked about it yet.
I know. Okay. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown. I'm a huge Chinatown fan, so I love that reference. But again, it was one of those things where I was so aware of like,
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, who better to love Roman Polanski than Rory?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, wow. Boy. Oh boy. If you know the history behind that, Roman Polanski is the director of Chinatown.
Send him on a Google search. Yep.
You're right.
Who is an awful person?
Roman. Don't come on the show.
Stay away from our show. Guys, he can't even come to the U.S.
Hey, our show's pretty young, so he might not.
Anyway. Oh, boy.
You know, legally, he cannot enter the U.S.
Yeah, for The Pianist, he won an Oscar, and he couldn't go.
I feel like they always try to trick him, too. Like, I feel like, don't get me wrong, I think that's a great movie. I think that The Pianist is an amazing. Like, oh
like
my
if
God.
He had showed up, they would have been like, we got you.
We got you.
Shit's going to Chicago. Yeah. Fuck.
The Oscars, they're just like, this was Argo 2.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to make a fake movie award. And then Alan Arkin comes in like, well, if we're going to give him an award, it's going to be the best goddamn award that we've ever given anybody.
Flawless Alan Arkin impression.
It was. Hey guys, I was doing Alan Arkin this weekend, oddly enough, because I don't know why I was doing Alan Arkin. I was doing it for my family.
And they're like, ew.
My parents like don't even know me. They're just like, yeah, you do a lot of voices. Who do you do? Because I was doing.
Are we talking about your sad family again?
Yeah, guys, they don't know me at all. I watched Al Pacino, the Al Pacino movie called Serpico.
Personal.
Wow. No, guys, my family actually—they're so proud of me just for coming on this podcast. My dad hugged me for the first time the other day. He's like,
for the first time.
That's so sad that it was for the first time.
I'm just kidding, guys. Come on, we've hugged before.
No, let's talk about this a bit.
I feel like you're stalling for something, and I...
No, just talk.
Why are you guys pointing at each other? What's happening?
We're just excited to talk about Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Something's up. Anyways, yo, my dad and I... Wait, bring it down. Can you imagine just being... Hey, can you just... Like, this would be like a guy at like a high school reunion... Guys, thank you all so much for coming out to high school reunion, CHS, class of 95. Let's all get lost in rock and roll and each other's company. Won't you get away? Great DJ. You should DJ class of 95 reunions. Anyways,
can we talk of... Oh, what were you going to say?
Yeah, no, I was going to just get this train... back on track.
I was gonna say, let's talk about Lorelai coming home.
Yes,
like she's an effing veteran coming back from the war.
And do you just need like, a hug?
Bless you. Patty's waving her handkerchief.
I'm pretty sure if like Lieutenant Dan showed up, they would have like picked. They were like picking him up, like Lieutenant Dan, thank you so much for your time and your service. And then they're like, oh, but Lorelai, and then they just drop Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought. Like everyone's coming out of the woodwork. First of all, it's as if something terrible happened, like some kind of massacre happened, because why is everybody out and about? Everybody who matters to her is just out and about in town. Like,
she's the unofficial queen of Stars Hollow.
She really is. Yeah. They literally put her on a throne when they found
out
she's
getting
married.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
She is. Well, let's face it, though. She is. Or the princess, at least. She would have been the queen if her and Max, you know.
Mm, but Emily's the queen of my heart.
The Duke of Chilton.
By the way, Emily's one scene in this
is great.
It's so good.
I love it.
I feel like
she
switched places with Lorelai and how she was just like, slides? Who uses slides anymore?
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
also,
which,
one of those things where
crazy.
I had a deeper meaning thing, too, because she breaks down the pictures and she's like, I hate pictures because you can just flip through them and you don't actually have to look at them. And here I am talking about these slides. They all have a story. I tried thinking about that a little bit, couldn't get a deep meaning. I'm sorry, fans. I know.
Oh, I thought you were about to give us something.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't figure it out. And I watched that scene like two or three times.
Cool dead end.
No, but like, I was wondering, did you guys get anything? Because I'm always fascinated by deeper meaning.
What's the line
like,
again?
The
say it again.
It was Lorelai is flipping through slides, and Emily goes, Lorelai, why are we watching slides? Like, why don't you show me pictures? And then Lorelai says, oh, because, you know, pictures, everybody just looks at them, they flip through them, and, you know, it's so quick. But these slides, you actually have to look at them. And there's a story behind each one. And it's like, you know the story. It's like, oh, my finger got in the way on this one. Or, I don't know, there's just a few little, that she makes like a few, I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways, my point being,
I think,
like, there was a deeper meaning, I think.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of old technology advocacy in general on the show, like cell phones and Luke Steiner aside.
Yeah.
Like, they go to the little movie theater.
Lorelai's a hipster.
Yeah,
she supports her local theater.
Kind of, but
I doubt there will ever be a mention of the internet in this show.
No, they definitely, they didn't do it in 203, not to talk about, not my episode, but she's on her AOL Messenger phone.
We touched on that.
There were so many things. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is like, it's a fun episode. It's a good transition episode because, let's face it, like, the big thing happened at the end of 203 where Lorelai comes in and says, like, she calls off the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So this was sort of a transition and kind of a kick in the pants for Lorelai, I guess, because at the end of the episode, she's like, you know what? Time to focus on me. Sure, I didn't go to Harvard, but I'm ready to start this in with Suki.
Yeah, well, before we talk about that, I want to touch on the Emily stuff because it is so, I think this is the most functional that Lorelai and Emily, pretty much aside from 203, have been ever.
Right.
Like the way that they talk to each other, you see as much Lorelai and Emily as you see Emily and Lorelai.
Right.
And they just seem like a rad. I loved it when Emily was just like, I'm just thinking I have to return your present. And then it becomes like, oh, am I, you know, do I get to see it? No, blah, blah, blah. And the back and forth of that was so fun. And it really warmed my heart to see. I was like, oh, they love each other.
Here's the thing.
Emily.
I love that scene. Also, mm-hmm. I truly believe Emily didn't buy her anything. And she was just hiding, like, that she didn't buy her anything.
Oh, no. I think she bought her something.
Oh,
yeah. She definitely did.
Have a little fun. Emily. Yeah. Emily is... Let's face it, you know Emily is a little bit more very selfish person, and like she's the kind of person who makes.
I don't think Emily's selfish. I'll fight you to the death on this, bro.
All right.
For those at home, he just put down his
iPad. He took off his jean jacket.
As if he were about to fight Trolley.
No, but here's the thing.
I think Emily did have something, but I wish we had known what it was or had like gotten a little glimpse of it.
But that's fun.
Corn cob.
But it could have been like
little forks for little foods. And then Emily says, "Yeah, for lobster." Anyways, that's what happened. You guys watched the episode.
Great Emily
we did.
it's just like a girl from Burbank.
The lobster.
Oh my gosh.
Coming down off Molly.
And then we have to talk about probably the biggest and most important scene.
Luke.
No?
Lane.
When Lane comes back.
Oh, right.
She says, "Yeah, it wasn't bad. I'm back."
what the fuck?
I like how she just comes out of nowhere.
I have to talk.
She comes out of the shadows.
She does. What the fuck happened? Okay, when she was off to Korea, I thought, okay, we'll hear some things about her being in Korea. Like, maybe she's on the phone with her all the time. Was this like a contract dispute? Like, what the fuck?
No.
She was gone maybe three episodes.
No. She was gone for one episode.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because she ends. Yeah. She leaves at the end of 202.
You guys know, at the time, that actress was just shooting, like a Pepsi ad or something. Like, you know, she's like, this is going to pay me way more money.
I wonder if that was written. Maybe we'll ask her when she comes on the show. Kiko, we love you. Come on the show.
Is she coming on the show?
One can hope.
One can hope. Bob Hope.
One can Bob Hope.
Yeah,
but like,
clubs.
What a weird thing to do. Like, regardless of whether or not, like, it was decided that she's coming back, why not wait a little bit longer, you know?
So I don't know where Mrs. Kim is in this situation at all.
No.
Anyway, was she like...
Left in Korea.
Like, it's just a communication breakdown. Just say...
Who the fuck can afford a ticket to Korea to come back 2 days later?
Well, it's not 2 days later in the show, because much time has passed.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because they said in, like, 203, after Lane had gone, like, oh, your wedding's in 2 weeks. And then in this episode, 204, the wedding's in, like, 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, so some time has passed.
It
some
was
time
the
really
weekend.
Has passed.
Still, it's like... Ticket to fly to Korea is expensive. And
it's
then
I thought you were about to say to fly to Korea it takes 2 weeks.
No.
It takes two
I mean it does
weeks.
Probably take a full day of flying.
Yeah.
So for her totally. To then go and then to fly back like almost immediately when she was supposed to spend the summer over there.
Right.
It's not great.
She packed a large suitcase and probably did not touch half of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Keep in mind that Lane is my favorite funny character.
And keep in mind that there's a spinoff all about her Korean adventures after season 7.
Ah, okay, that explains it.
Yeah, and
wait, what's
it called? It's called Changing Lanes.
No. Is it?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's on Hulu Plus.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
Guys, you really had me.
I mean, it makes sense.
Honestly, there's so many weird spinoff shows that you just never heard about that I go, yeah.
Joey?
I heard about Joey.
I know, but we shouldn't have.
You know who's a writer on that?
Who?
Robert Carlock, who went on to run 30 Rock.
Really?
Yep.
He wrote on Joey?
Not before 30 Rock, yep. Right? Was Joey before 30 Rock?
Joey was before 30 Rock.
30 Rock was 06. Joey was like 05.
You don't. I never watched Joey, but I remember the ads where like Joey's like, "I'm moving to California," and he's like, "Ha! Now I'm in California. I drive on the left side of the road," and people are like honking at him because he's driving on the wrong side. And you're like, "Ha! Classic Joey." But I remember seeing that commercial, going like, "What a lame joke."
Yeah, that's like.
I was so upset.
A tweet.
Yeah, right?
It was like a tweet. It's not a sitcom.
Yeah, it was like
Joey should have been a tweet.
A poor Vine at best, yeah. Joey. Okay, so she goes to Korea. And, okay, here's the funny thing is she was like, I was in bootleg heaven. I don't know about you guys. Have you guys ever bought bootleg anything?
I've seen bootleg DVDs.
No, I've downloaded a bunch of Bruce Springsteen bootlegs, but never.
About these concerts?
Mm-hmm.
You're a Springsteen fan?
Huge.
That makes
don't
so
do
much
this,
sense.
Friend. Oh, I was like, I thought you guys were going to bond.
No. I love Bruce Springsteen, but the jean jacket thing now all makes sense.
I've seen him 21 times, bro.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
What year did you go like 4 times?
In 2008, I went 6 times. Six
wow.
Or seven.
Gosh. If you've ever purchased a bootleg in like Chinatown or something like that, half the time it's not even the DVD or thing that you try to get. Like,
oh, yeah, it's something,
I remember, I think, the first time I went to Chinatown, I probably spent like $30 on bootlegs, and I got like 10 movies. And I think it was right when The Dark Knight came out, and I remember popping in the DVD going, like, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait. And I think what I got was like Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds.
They're kind of the same movie.
Yeah,
they're
very
pretty
similar.
Very similar in tone.
I'm fat and now I'm thin.
That's the wrong one. It was the Joker. It was.
Oh, I was fat and now I'm thin.
There you go.
You
wow.
You should be fat.
You know, that's like a pet peeve
of
mine.
Magic trick?
It's
called Jenny Craig.
So
one of my biggest pet peeves is people doing impressions of the Joker, or people just in general who everybody does impressions of, or just like characters. Don't.
But we can all admit he smacked too damn much.
Yeah, it was like a dog with peanut butter in his mouth, you know? Yep. Just smacking away. There you
so
go.
You got Just Friends. So anyways, Lane probably isn't.
And so like, yeah. I feel like when she goes,
Lane's
oh,
got,
I got
some like XTC concert videos, and it's gonna turn out to be Rancid or some shit, or something she doesn't want to.
Nico.
Oh well, then she'll be happy. She's obsessed with Nico.
She loves Nico.
She does love Nico. Lane is generally responsible for some of the funniest moments in the show, and I hope that her going away to Korea was genuinely just a gag, and her coming
it is.
But I mean, like. Her coming back so quickly, like, I would have thought something else would come from it other than, like, no, I'm back.
And now I'm married.
Well, maybe because...
Also, I'm taller.
I mean, maybe because, like, the whole... I mean, don't get me wrong, it doesn't get summed up very great. It's more like, hey, I'm back and I got some cool DVDs. But I think what it was you're probably looking at these, like, story writers are probably sitting in a room and they're like, hold up, we need to focus only on Lorelai and Rory's relationship right now because she leaves Max... And all of a sudden, we're kind of like in a weird limbo of like, what's going on sort of thing. And if you think about it, if you look at their relationship in 204, it's the two of them out on their own. And the only contact we have with like the world back at
Stars Hollow
is through her just calling every once in a while and being, you know, but it's them
Suki,
on their
do
own.
Do my
it's,
work, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I know that sounds weird, but think about it, is we get to kind of catch up with, like, where is their relationship at
right.
in this episode?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is nice. I just want, and it will happen. You've probably already seen it happen a little bit, but Lane does get actual stories.
She gets some agency?
Not just, like, I'm back. I'm gone.
I kind of already know a spoiler, something big that happens to her because I accidentally read a tweet someone sent to our account. But yeah, it's whatever. I'm excited for that to happen though. I won't say what it is in case someone's watching along. But one thing about this episode, do you guys feel that this episode in particular, they talked really fast?
Yes.
Like it was a noticeable fastness and it was like frustrating.
Yep.
No, I didn't notice
there was it was too much banter.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of back and forth.
I think that one reason I noticed it was because they were cutting back and forth, too, on Lorelai and Rory. It was when they were at the inn, or the Cheshire Cat. Mm-hmm. And it really, like, it frustrated me to watch and frustrated
drawing,
me to hear. And it was jarring, and it didn't, like, they didn't stumble. They were like,
yeah, there's not a lot of uhs or ums in this.
Right.
No.
This is not mumblecore.
And obviously, like, that's the show, but in this particular episode, maybe it was just the editing that made me nervous or something. Or
the
not
editing,
like
we'll
it.
Talk about the editing as the show goes on.
Well, there was just kind of a weird, like, don't get me wrong, this is why it was one of those things where the setup and everything was there, and I just feel like the execution wasn't that great on this episode in particular, just because. I know what they're trying to do of, like, here we are, and Lorelai and Rory are stuck in a room together, and Rory cares about her mom. She wants to talk about Max, and she doesn't want to do it. So they're stuck in this place together, and there's this, like, you know.
They're in a bottle episode.
Exactly.
Of their own making.
Exactly. And so, but I just feel like we kind of get left with, like, oh, yeah, I guess that happened. But we don't really have any answers or anything like that, when I think that there could have been this really big moment of... You know, a little bit more closure for us and Rory.
There's no consequence.
Right.
To the point where it's like, I remember we were talking before in an episode of Gilmail Guys, actually, like, oh, is someone wrote in with the subject line, is Lorelai actually awful or something like that?
Yeah.
And like, oh, how do you judge, like, coming back from it where I watched it as a kid and now I watch it now as an adult, like, oh, do you think her actions are kind of not good?
Right.
And definitely now I see an absence of consequence because before, what I said before is like, oh, I don't know if the Paladinos are presenting as like, yeah, this isn't good, but this is who she is. But the ending of this episode, they have that nice scene with Luke and Lorelai in the diner, probably their best scene together so far.
Right.
An easiness and a chemistry that's just so, so evident, so present and so good. But at the end, and she's talking like, I'm going to do it. Me and Suki are doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing the end.
Yeah.
And she drives off triumphantly in the car or whatever. And the music's like, la, 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 la. And it's like so happy and so stoked. It is ignoring so much that has happened, yep. and it absolves her of the emotional wreckage uh-huh. she's leaving behind it's by so calling off yeah. a wedding.
Look, don't get me wrong. Like, calling off a wedding, it's one of those things. It's just so hard that it seems so weird that we don't even see Max, who we care about so much.
Yeah, because to see Max, you would instantly have yeah. sympathy for him.
You
yeah.
instantly,
by,
and
I, by keeping him off screen,
yeah.
then you
I felt
you
nothing coming. Yeah, yeah, coming in, and you go. She left him so quickly. Like, I wonder if they're going to get back together or what's going to happen, because that just felt so weird and that can't be the end of Max. You know what I mean? That's what I'm left with, like, that impression.
Yeah.
So, but we don't have to talk about.
We won't talk about what goes on. But I was bummed out by, yeah. like, she's like, I'm opening an inn. And it just became like, yay, I'm doing it. And right. not at least, which is fine. It's like, yeah, you got to move on. Sure. And it's like, if you didn't love him, that's good that you know it now instead of getting a divorce later. But just having some semblance of like, oh yeah, this was really tough. Like, you really hurt a person. Like, I just, for whatever reason, I just thought about his parents and like, oh, now they're not going to a wedding. Like, just, I just thought about his family.
There right. were four checks of $35.
Yeah, so generously. Cashed. So we have some Twitter Q&As.
Oh, do we?
Let's do the Twitter Q&A theme song.
Twitter Q&A, we're gonna answer your tweets.
Wow.
Thanks, Timmy.
Yeah.
This one comes from @Strooper1.
Strooper1.
I get the feeling sometimes that Emily wishes she was more like Lorelai. Do you guys agree?
Definitely, actually. Because Emily sort of, obviously she loves the fact that she's, you know, she's like highbrow and high culture. But sometimes I feel that she thinks being that way distances her from Rory. So I think she does try to be like Lorelai because they're clearly best friends, but I don't know.
Yeah, I completely agree with her. I agree with Demi on that one. Mm-hmm. But I also think, too, it was like really relevant. I don't think relevant's the right word, but it was very clear at the end of this episode when Lorelai is trying to get the present from Emily, and Emily kind of plays along with her
yeah.
a little bit, that you go, oh, look at that. Emily's being fun.
Yeah, she. You know? Yeah, she's learning. They're right. coming closer and closer together as the show right. goes on. I love that so much. I wish we could talk about that more, but we just don't have time, guys.
Don't have time.
@RandomAwkwardCo writes for 204. What would you have left in the guest book in that flower room they slept in?
Oh my god!
What did they leave in the guest book again? I
she
forgot.
She said worshiping the devil or something.
Yeah,
something
oh like yeah,
that. Hail Satan. Start.
Yeah, Hail Satan.
Yeah.
I would have been like, what the fuck was up with Sammy the cat?
Yeah.
And then edit, oh, I just got it.
but right, not erase the,
yeah,
the
just
part,
write,
the first part.
Edit. Yep. Oh.
Edit.
I would have been, honestly, I probably would have said something like really nice, like lovely floral
yeah, just
pattern.
Being nice.
Yeah, I would have said something just like,
is that great. Fun to spread like bitterness
yeah,
to this
no,
nice
no.
B&B owner?
Honestly, that's like Yelp reviews. Like, honestly, yeah. when you go to a restaurant and it's bad, no, don't get me wrong. It sucks. It sucks when you go to a restaurant and
if it's bad to the point that it's like
life-threatening.
Yeah, or like
yeah.
something where it's like consumers need to know about this shit. Then it's like, yeah, leave a Yelp review, but don't be an asshole.
Yeah, to me, it's just insane. Like, I feel like somebody has to go way over the top for that kind of a thing.
For someone to leave a 4-star Yelp review, that's weirdly
yeah.
3 or 4, because it's like, they weren't that bad. I loved it, but I still need to tell everyone that a little wrong.
It just seems like you need better things to do
right.
with your time.
Amen.
You know what? I think I'm very surprised that they missed a reference to talk about the wallpaper, like a yellow wallpaper joke. You know, the Flannery O'Connor
book? I don't know about this.
What's a deep cut? I don't know that one.
It's Flannery O'Connor's story about a woman checking into, it's not really a hotel, it's like a hospice with yellow wallpaper, and the yellow wallpaper drives her insane.
Hmm. Like they threw that out the window, and they made a David Lynch reference.
Yeah, that was such an easy one, because the wallpaper was yellow, and they were staying in a place that would have driven them insane.
The wallpaper was
yellow.
Sorry.
And it was all yellow.
Yeah. Cryvive, that's their name, which is amazing. Cryvive. 204 is pretty divisive. A lot of people think Daniel Palladino's Lorelai is meaner than usual. Do you guys agree?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, yes, because
She doesn't care about the things she should care about. Right. I'll say.
She's a bit more selfish in this episode, but yeah. I think that's just where she's at mentally. I don't think it has anything to do with the person who necessarily wrote it or the dialogue, because I think that the story itself requires her to be selfish. So I don't think it's like his take on her of like, this is the impression I get of her and this is me painting a picture. It's like, to me, it just felt like she's upset and this is her kind of dealing with it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it felt that way to me. It felt like she was just mean, or like, honestly, it felt like everyone was kind of mean in these two episodes, because even Emily has like a weird snarky side with the slide stuff and when they're together, and she just like, it's like, well, I guess, how is it not a big deal that Emily, like, she was like, oh, what are you thinking right now? She just goes, oh, I was just thinking, I guess that means you don't get your gift.
That would seem so selfish and
right.
weird.
Right, Lorelai was like happy that that's how she felt.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be like a kind of thing where it's like, really, that's all you're thinking?
Yeah.
Because
she made it all about herself instead of Lorelai. Like,
you think Emily was making it all about herself?
Lorelai says, the marriage is off, the wedding is off. And Emily just goes, oh, no. Like, she's like, now I have to take your present back or something like that.
That was all that she thought.
You know?
I think it was just the absence of judgment.
Right, right.
That she was celebrating, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like... Yeah, the absence of judgment, but also the absence of any other sort of feeling.
Right, or empathy, like, weird. Oh, I'm so sorry, that's tough, that sort of thing.
I mean, it made me laugh at first, but then it kept going. Like, if it was just quick banter, I'd think, like, oh, that's really funny. But because it goes on and on and on, and Lorelai seems really happy about it,
yeah.
I thought that's what made it a bit weird. Anyways.
@Bob_gets tweets and says, do you guys hate Lorelai yet? She's kind of the worst in an endearing way.
What a good episode to say it on. I guess it is in an endearing way, but yeah, she's just not I think it's because she's not the greatest mom and she's not really that good of a friend either.
Right.
Who was it when we started this? Someone was saying, like, you're going to get to a point where you hate Lorelai. Someone tweeted that.
I think someone tweeted that.
I think here's the point where we're starting to feel it, because she's so infuriatingly, like, immature.
Well, because she makes everything about herself. And again, I think that has to do with probably her mom as well, is if you look at the character and, like, her mentality or kind of, like, psyche and everything, is her mom makes everything about herself in a way, and then...
There's so much like
Lorelai. Yeah, exactly. Lorelai has a lot of that as well. And obviously you get mad because, you know, Rory and the characters that you care about are feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, that you get to see their struggle of dealing with this really selfish person.
From now on, I want to watch these episodes and imagine every single scene with Lorelai as if it were a girl who were 9 years old, and see if it's like, oh, no, that makes sense. Because I'm thinking now, there are scenes where she talks to Rory like she's the child, and it's all like, uh-huh, this is kind of cute and funny.
Yeah.
But then she also acts that way to people that she should be really serious with. I'm just like, what's the deal here?
It's like she stopped growing up when she had Rory.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, as if time just froze.
Wow. Whoa. That checks out, actually.
I mean, think about it. She was what, 18?
She was
16.
16.
Yeah.
She's the same age as Rory.
Wow, see, this is why your fans are like, have somebody watch the show. They're going to be mad about that
one.
Because I missed
everyone else. Just like, how old is she? Who's Lorelai?
Never bring Trolley back.
Wait, people really do that when they come on the show? They're like, who's Lorelai?
I think in one situation.
You don't need a name drop, but.
Some people have asked, who's Rory? Who's Lorelai?
Yeah.
And they go, which one is she again?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
I get it.
It is fine, I guess it's not fun for.
It's not fun for the diehards, I guess. But you know what?
That's why it's Gilmore Guys. You guys haven't had. Have you guys had any other guy guests?
Yeah.
We've had plenty, yeah.
I think it's been mostly guys.
Oh.
Or maybe it's been half and half.
It's been a pretty even split.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. Ella tweets, @M4Tour, M4Tour. It seems like an immature joke, but I don't.
Okay.
Oh, it is. It's immature, but the A is a 4.
Oh.
M4Tour.
Do you not know how, like, kids work in technology?
Nope.
Numbers are letters. Letters are numbers. It's crazy.
Don't understand.
Oh, it's immature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Immature, but the A is a 4.
Wait, continue.
Okay.
Should I explain again?
No, we got
it. It's immature,
here we go again.
She tweets, when you finish The Gilmore Girls, do you plan on podcasting about anything else?
That's for you too.
Yeah, we've got a year to go.
No, there's already a podcast about you too.
Well, yeah, my podcast, you guys can listen to my podcast, Life Lessons of Love. Was it? That was mine? Yes?
Yeah. We'll
coming out
in
January.
Roll it back and see what you said. Because yeah. I also don't remember.
Something like that.
I'm trying to.
Well, we're gonna do Bunheads.
Right, we're gonna do Bunheads, but yeah. That's probably gonna be a part of this as opposed to a separate.
Wait, Bunheads? I mean, I thought Bunheads only went for like two seasons.
It went for one. Oh, but it's only 18 episodes.
People. But it's Jamie, or sorry, what's her name?
Trolley, are you a fan?
Yes, I am. But okay. Here's the thing. Here's what screwed me up.
Jamie German.
Salamino.
Okay, here's what screwed me up. I talked about Just Friends earlier, and Elizabeth Banks' character in that movie, her name is Jamie Palomino.
Is it really? That's a horse, right?
Palomino? Yeah.
Palomino's
a horse.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that's her name. So, little fun fact, guys. Great movie.
Don't wear it out. But yeah, it's... To me, Bunheads is like the spiritual sequel to Gilmore Girls because it's very similar.
Got it.
In a good way. One idea we had was to go through the filmography of each of the stars of Gilmore Girls. So we would do Sister of the Traveling Pants.
Post-grad.
Post-grad.
Sleepover.
Evan Almighty.
Evan Almighty. And then, of course, we got to do Bruce Almighty.
Why?
Why not?
No, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Good point, dude.
I make great points.
Great point. Well, I think that's it. Let's do ratings real quick of this episode.
Ratings. Is that the end of the Twitter questions?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Okay, no. We'll hop in for one more. One more Twitter Q2A. This comes from @sidewaysupdown. Her name is Lynn. I believe it's a woman.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Low Lynn. You guys are great. Question. What meal would you want to share with Lorelai and Rory? Pop-Tarts.
Coffee.
I'd say we try a plum because they're better than sex.
All right. Those are our answers. That was nice and clean.
Okay. You know what I just thought of and that we didn't talk about? You know how when Rory walks into the classroom at Harvard and she drops a cup and literally every single person in the class turns around? What the fuck?
Dude, the classic drop your book or whatever in the back of the class and everybody turns. Like,
it's a trope.
All the time, man.
And everyone turns so loudly, like they're shuffling their papers as they turn. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, I dropped the cup.
Yeah, I remember being in college and like somebody would drop something in the back of the class or enter like mid class, and I wouldn't even look. I would just think like, yeah, someone's late.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's fine.
Like,
I'm not gonna be a weirdo about it.
Yeah.
Or you can just be like, oh, I turned around. Okay, I've looked at that. Back to the front.
Somebody. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
You're either in or out. All right. Ratings.
I'm gonna give it. 2 out of 5. No, I'll give it 3 out of 5 Cheshire Cats.
God damn it, I was just thinking that. Well,
that's why I went first.
Did you say 3 out of 5?
I said 3 out of 5.
Okay, well,
2.5, but you can't really give half a cat.
I'm going to give, you could, it just wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah. Cat dog.
Get ugly.
Cat dog. Don't remember that theme song at
also,
all.
Also, Maria Bamford, going back to the beginning of this podcast, she did the voice of Shriek. For Cat
She did? Oh my God. Well,
fun fact.
Jimmy just... lost his mind.
I did. That's insane. Yeah. I gotta go listen to an episode.
So, like, every time you go, "Icky butt," that was a really bad impression. But cat butt is what I said.
Wow,
that's Marie Bamford, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
I give it 2. I'm gonna give my first sub-3 rating.
Wow.
I'm gonna just because.
Yeah, it's a weird episode, right?
It was frustrating for me.
I was trying to be more positive.
I enjoyed it, but it was frustrating. So I'm gonna give it 2.5. Out of 5 black professors.
Wow.
I was also thinking that. What's happening? All
right, here we go. Close it out.
Remind, bro.
I got it. Oh, the only other thing I want to do is like Space Pen, but we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
He loves a Space Pen.
It can ride underwater.
Yeah. Welcome to the Space Pen. It's your chance to your dance.
At the Space Pen. All right. No, I'm going to give this.
Come on and sin, and welcome to the pen. Come on and sin.
All right, what do you got?
I'm going to give it 2.5 out of 5 contract disputes.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well, you know what we do now.
Here we go.
Well, let's plug it up.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being our first repeat customer guest.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
We love having
thank you.
Thank
you to the fans. Terrible.
No, I'm kidding.
Thank you to the fans who requested me back. The
fan.
One.
Fans.
Marcy.
Marcy, I love you.
This is an episode for one person.
Yeah, Marcy, this no whole episode is dedicated to you. At Marcy Darling.
You know, we're not even going to.
You know what you're talking about? Like, people, when they, like, don't complain about things on Yelp, like, this is why people should, this, like, people are going to be like, I should speak up from now on. I really didn't want to hear a second episode from that guy. Really didn't want to hear it.
Well, I think her tweet did start as a complaint to not have people who don't like the show on.
Yeah.
See, I do enjoy it.
Double-edged sword.
Yep.
Where can we find you? Let's plug it up.
You can find me in Los Angeles. You can find me on Twitter.
I'm not asking for your
address. I understand. You can find me.
Got that X if you and
there you go.
That's fun.
I'm into having sex.
You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony Trolley or on Vine at Anthony Trolley, or you can just follow me in real life.
Are you going to make a Vine of this?
His address.
Bring us millions of new listeners.
I should. We should do something. We'll do a little bit.
Okay.
We'll do it there.
We can't do it in here because
we're in the NBC.
Right. So we have to do it outside.
Okay. Well, I'm at Kevin T. Porter on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm SpaceJamFan_22 on.
I'm at.
On LO.
IMM4.
T-U-R-E,
immature. Yes.
Whoa.
That was you, son of a B.
It spells immature.
A.
Nice.
A.
My E is a 3.
But for real, I'm at Electro Lemon on everything.
Electro Lemon.
Electro Lemon.
Okay,
thank you, Werner Herzog.
So, no problem. I, just between us bros, I'm at Kevin T. Porter on Instagram and Twitter and other stuff. I'm thinking about just going by Kevin T. Porter now. Have I earned it, though?
What, in real life?
Yeah.
No, you gotta, like, direct a art film.
It's like Booker T. Washington. I say go for it.
All right.
Yeah.
I am
what
like
the T sweatshirt.
Honestly, wait. Don't just ask the audience, guys. If you want Kevin Porter,
Gilmore Guys poll. This will affect what I brand myself as.
Well, are your parents gonna have to call you Kevin T now?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Like at the beginning, I say I'm like I'm Kevin T Porter, or in like articles.
Okay.
Because there's so many articles. Random. I shouldn't talk about.
No, I get
this.
It. No.
Anyway,
there's a lot of Kevin Porters. So
it's a boring white guy name, right?
Yeah, right.
Question, and I want you to bleep this out because I would love for the listeners to not know and have this be a huge mystery of the show.
Yeah.
What is your middle name?
Oh, my middle name is.
Oh, wow.
We got a in the house.
No, don't say it again. Now he's got to bleep it again. Now it's got to be every time we say.
Stop creating work for me.
I will not create work for you.
You can follow the show on Twitter. We interact a bunch with people on Twitter at Gilmore Guys Show. You can email us for Gilmail Guys. Segment. Well, we will read your mail on the air. It's GilmoreGuysShow@gmail.com. And then we're on Facebook. We're on SoundCloud now, too. Hopefully, we'll be on Stitcher by the time this comes out, but I don't know. Otherwise, have we conquered the internet yet?
We're almost there.
Hey, you work on At Midnight. Have we won the internet? do we get points?
No.
Points.
We didn't.
You know, I prefer Whose Line Is It Anyway, where the points don't matter.
Oh.
Chris just Hartley, kidding. I don't prefer that.
I like Whose Line.
I like old school Whose Line.
Yeah. I like my mom the other day was like, Anthony, turn on Channel 5. Whose Line Is It Anyway is on its new episode. And I was like, what? Why are we still doing this?
That's weird. Anyway.
Good.
Colin Mockery, we love you. Come on the show.
Yeah. They're all really funny.
I know. They're so
good.
They're
so funny.
All right, guys, that's it. Okay. Anthony, you know what we do.
I know what you do.
Here we go.
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow anywhere that you tell me to. If you need me to be with you, I will follow. You tell me to Anthony.
It's Anthony Troll is here. Season 2 and episode 4.
Thank you again, Marcy.
No!
I'm done.
I'm done.
Come on!
I already took the headphones off. I'm out of here.
Yeah!
Oh my god. That was so fun. Did you guys like my Backstreet Boys intro?
We're still recording.
So all you're gonna hear at the end is, do you guys like my Backstreet Boys? Like,
what hit the episode?
I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the Beat Boys and free my.